Listener Nancy wrote, "Some may say it's an overused standby, but thank you so much for playing Carmen Aburana on Wednesday. I will never grow tired of it, and I always turn up the volume really high listening at home or in the car. There's a past NPR story in which Scott Simon talks about so many artists have performed the piece. Were the words really written by monks?" Well, the answer is yes, indeed, sort of. In Wikipedia, we learn that Carmen Aburana, Latin for Songs from Bayern, or short for Benedict Bayern in Bavaria, is the name given to a manuscript of texts mostly from the 11th or 12th centuries. The pieces are mostly bawdy, irreverent, and satirical, written in medieval Latin, Middle High German, Old French, or Provençal. Most of the poems and songs appear to be the work of galliards, that is, clergy, mostly students who satirize the Catholic Church. Thanks for asking, and glad you liked it. Listener Adrienne of Curie Beach wrote, "I was disappointed to see that the Great Gatsby screening is right at the same time as the Super Bowl, which I always watch, even though my team, the Philadelphia Eagles, is not one of the competing teams. My library book group is reading The Great Gatsby, and I've never seen the movie, so I was sorry that the day and time chosen would be a conflict with the Super Bowl. Also, why couldn't there have been several screenings of The Great Gatsby the way the Cinematheque movies are?" For Adrienne and others, Cinematheque is a joint venture between WHQR and Thalian Hall. Mary Bradley, who handles our end of things, responds, "I'm sorry about the overlap with the Super Bowl. The date was chosen as the only evening that was available in the main theater at Thalian Hall during this time. We're able to present the free screening as a result of our NEA grant that the community has received for The Big Read. The film is available on Amazon at low cost and probably on Netflix and other rental services too."
My name is Digby Delgado, and I think it's very important that everyone listening to the station say February when referring to this month. As an alternative, I suggest they write to their congressman and ask them to have the name of the month changed to Feb or maybe just F. Thank you very much.
This week on Feedback, I'm going to read an assortment of general comments taken from our fall listener survey. Listener Richard from Southport wrote, "Keep up the good work and keep trying to improve. You have no idea how many northern transplants are living in the area." William from Southport wrote, "A quibble. Stop calling your hourly news an update. There is seldom an update, just a repeat of the preceding hour." Anna wrote, "I think you do an excellent job, and I have enjoyed learning about the local cultural and artistic community from you in my first year of living here. Thanks for the introduction." Patricia from Wilmington wrote, "You're too zany during pledges. Chill, please." Linda from Wilmington wrote, "Overall, I think you do an awesome job. I get so tired of hearing people give you such a hard time because you have this or that program. If they don't like what's playing, turn the knob. And be thankful that we live in a country where we have public radio to complain about. LOL. Rob from Wilmington wrote, "It's the best thing about Wilmington. I love it." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. We'd love to have some more phone calls, so please give us a call at 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.